Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Come on, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports on the Blackout Tips Podcast Network. I am here, Rod, half of the Blackout Tips Podcast, and I also have my co-host who is always here. He was running a little light skin today, but we just turned it into a jam session of Michael Jackson. It's my man Jay Treasy. What's up?
Good afternoon, sir. It's a pleasure to be here this afternoon. I'm going to keep it classy this afternoon. Last week, I know I was, I said some things out of character. Mm-hmm. Didn't really mean to say those things, but, I'm here now. Just going to keep it classy.
Well, I heard the media backlash to you talking about all this stuff is a lot of people's calling you thug and stuff.
Well, especially the following day, we went to the YMCA, play a little basketball, and it did get a little intense. People were there, calling me names, making insinuations, calling me a thug, saying I'm very dangerous, that sort of thing. So, I just want to tone it down this week. Just
all right. I'm glad we got you back. Glad we got you
keep
back.
Keep it classy.
Let's play the song, because it can't start without the song, man. Which means I probably should turn up the sound. I mean, that always works when you turn the sound up for what you're going to play. Make sure I got that right. All right, cool. Let's do it.
How, Dave?
You know how when I go in the ball pit of Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That, Dave?
That's right, Dave. I'm talking about
balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep in love.
I'm talking about
balls deep. Positive traits give a pound into her feelings, make her soft mouth salivate. And kinda, are you listening? We're not talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Such a wonderful brother he is. Excellent player.
Sorry to hear that.
Where was I?
You're talking about balls
deep. We're talking about balls deep. In love, I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about
balls deep.
We're talking about
balls deep. In love. One of the videos for Balls Deep, related on YouTube, is gay female rapper puts on strap on in rap battle. I'm not clicking on it because it's 17 minutes long, but. God damn, rap battles are out of control. What happened to just dissing somebody?
Did she bring Vaseline?
Right.
Or some sort of KY jelly?
Right.
Something?
And you can suck my dick. Now it's taking 5 minutes to get the strap on right. Come on, man.
I will say I'm very proud to see that father-son song moment. It's just very inspiring, a black man continuing it.
Are you going to do this for 2 hours?
Potentially, boss, I just want to make sure that I don't get fined for not doing things that's not, classy, not doing PC, I just want to, I don't want you guys to think this is a type of show, a thug show. I don't, where it's all about ratchetness and that sort of thing.
I feel like this is, Russell Wilson's, how he talks. So we don't have a lot of football to talk about because I didn't watch the Pro Bowl.
Oh, wait, there was a professional football game?
Yeah, I don't watch Pro Bowl. Apparently they split it up and it was Team Deion Sanders versus Team Jerry Rice. I don't know who won. I don't care. Somebody got hit and flipped upside down and they was like, should they really be hitting? The media's obsession with this game is stupid because they get mad because they won't hit each other. One person gets tackled and then it's like, should they even be hitting each other? This is crazy. It's like, shut the fuck up.
I'll just say go Seattle.
Right. So let's talk about.
How about predicting your score then? At least predict the score.
Let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks versus the Indianapolis Colt Denver Broncos. First of all, I've been thinking about it long and hard, man. This is the toughest Super Bowl I've ever had to pick. Not because I think the teams are so evenly matched, but because I only root for my own vested interests.
Right.
And black quarterback is pretty high on the list.
Yes.
So, this is a Super Bowl that nobody can lose in my eyes. Cause if you put on my list of priorities, black quarterback is number one. Pandemonium is number two. Right.
Right. Well, you'll get both of those.
Right. I feel like I'm going to get pandemonium no matter what the outcome is. And number three is probably Peyton Manning winning the second ring because people are too hard on him, in my opinion. Like, people just love to talk about what he can't do. So I think I'm rooting for Seattle.
I'm definitely rooting for Seattle. Being accosted this week after last week's interview and doing the show, I definitely want my brother in Jesus Christ to go out, redeem himself, you know, get a post-game interview and definitely show the media and the world that, you know, he's definitely not a thug. So I definitely want to see him be successful. Russell Wilson, the fellow light-skinned brethren, so definitely want to see him be successful. And, you know, I just want Seattle and I want Pete Carroll to show that he's a winner on all levels. They have so much fun smoking marijuana and doing those things in the locker room. It's just inspiring, man. Just, it shows the NFL can be fun and brutal at the same time.
That's a good point. See, the thing is, I think I would root for Peyton Manning to win. I would be okay with Peyton Manning winning as a close second. Cause to me, he basically a black
man. Fuck that white man. I'm tired of the white man winning. White people win all the time. I'm talking about white privilege all the time. Fuck that. I'm just saying, can the black man win sometime? We always giving it to white people all the time. Now you want another big head white cracker to go out here and win something else. Who, him and his brother got enough rings.
Who's talking about you?
I'm just saying, man. I'm tired of people pushing my buttons all the time. I want to give everything to the white man. Can the light-skinned brother win something?
Well, what about... Okay, back to you. back to you. Here's some Super Bowl prop bets that people are talking about. Apparently, you can bet on this bullshit. Let's see. Bobby Wagner under 10.5 total tackles. Only 6 defenders have amassed 11 or more tackles against the Broncos through 18 games this season. 3 of those players, Dallas's Barry Church, New England's Daron Harmon, Oakland's Charles Woodson play the safety position, while Philadelphia's D'Amico Ryans and Washington's Perry Riley play inside linebacker on defense. So that leaves Dallas's Sean Lee as the lone 4-3 middle linebacker. The position Wagner plays to record 11 tackles against the Broncos this season.
And they're just guessing he gets 6?
Mm-hmm.
I have to see what his average is before I put money on him. How much do you win, and how much do you have to put down to get money on him?
It says here it's minus 110. So I think that means like, I don't know. I forget what that means in betting now. It's like you put 100, you win 110 or some shit like that.
I don't gamble either except for myself. Like, it's hard for me to put money on something someone else has control over.
I'm not planning on betting. I'm just looking at these. I just like these. These are fun, you know. Doug Baldwin over 39.5 receiving yards. That's kind of low. But I guess if Percy Harvin plays, and then the way Russell Wilson, like, mixes it up, I can see that being close.
Man, I can't wait to see Percy out on that field. He angry about those cheap-ass hits, Seattle. The Saints was giving to him.
Can't wait to that first play where he goes over the middle, and then we'd be like, damn.
Because Russell will throw it to him over the middle.
Damn, I hope Percy gonna be all right.
You think Russell don't like him?
I think his concussions don't like him. I don't think he has shit to do. Like, every time he get hit, man, like, that's the thing that really sucks is, like, they know that he can get hurt easily, so they're gonna try to hit him. But he also does get hurt easily, so it's like, Catch 22, you know, like the only way to get to win is to tough it out. And it doesn't like he can.
Nope. Russell, he's a small receiver too, right?
Yeah, he's small. Russell Wilson over 30.5 rushing yards. Would you take that if you were betting?
Nah, he rarely rushes.
Yeah, I feel like this is that one of those like racist people gonna bet on it. Like, he's a black quarterback, and then they're gonna watch the game, but like, God damn it, run! Run, nigger! Jesus Christ! Stop reading the defense. Yep. Oh, he run it for 3 yards. God damn it. He just wanted the first down.
Yeah, why did he throw the ball out of bounds?
What is he doing? Archie Manning will be shown over 1 time on TV, excluding halftime.
I'd take that.
Yeah, I would take
that. That's easy money.
Yeah. Well, fuck yeah. How much do I need to, sign this?
That is easy money right there.
$1,000, please. Of course.
Listen. this, you know, we rarely make predict. Well, no, let me rephrase it. We're typically right when we give you guys advice on what to, when to choose things.
Right.
All season long, fantasy football, pick a team to win, that sort of thing. Put your money down on this, folks.
Yeah. No team will get three straight scores. So you get no, you got the number one offense against the number one defense. But this is about, so I guess it's like, can they score three times without like punting or whatever? Like they score each possession. I wouldn't bet that.
Yeah,
fuck that.
I don't put that on anybody's team.
Yeah, Seattle is too conservative. And Denver, I mean, it's going to be, they playing against Seattle defense. I don't know. Fuck that.
And I, you know, people say preseason don't count.
Yeah.
But Seattle did whoop their ass during preseason.
And you got to have a gambling problem to bet that one. I'm sorry. You have a problem. You be like, I think they can do it.
Hey, somebody went through that list and put 1,000 on everything.
1,000. Manning says Omaha under 27 and a half times. I would take the over. Cause it just feels like he's saying it every time.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe it's wrong. I don't know, but I wouldn't bet on either, any of these really, except for that. They showing Archie Manning more than once, dog. I'm sorry. They gonna show this nigga like, they gonna show him in the pregame.
Yep.
Every time Peyton fuck up.
Soon as Peyton get the ball.
Yep.
Soon as the offense comes out on the field.
Yep. Anytime, anytime they like about to do like a, like, you know, cut to the sideline for something. You know, it's like, okay, we got an injured player here. You know, I bet this guy right here is pretty nervous. He's Archie Manning, father of Peyton.
You know what else I like about Seattle too, man? Is they swag. They can, they had an option to receive a punt, and they'll sell you the, they're going to kick it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll defer and kick it to you. And I'm like, normally people give me the ball. That's some Madden tactics.
Here's some more prop bets. What kind of hat will Bruno Mars wear during halftime? How can you even bet that? Fedora? You have to bet $100 to win 66 that he'll wear a fedora. But what would the other,
I get my 100 back?
No hat, fur hat, or tuck, T-U-Q-U-E.
He's gonna wear a gorilla mask.
Yeah, what, someone should put a baseball cap on here and you wear like $1 million if you get like $2 on it. Will Richard Sherman get a taunting penalty? 4-1 on yes. So, nope. I don't think he will. I think he's gonna be well behaved. Coin toss heads or tails? Could you imagine betting money on that shit? You start the day off and you already lost money.
I mean, but that is a 50-50. That's the one bet is, well, all of them 50-50, but right. That one is, it's only one variable. You know what I mean?
Right. But what if you don't get it? That really just puts you in a negative light for the rest of the day. Like, fuck, I lost $20, man. The game ain't even started. I would, like, this is what I would do is find a friend and just bet like $1 per thing and watch the whole game with them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like just you and that friend?
Right. Yeah. I don't think I would put Vegas in this or start betting hundreds and shit. Nah. Just bet like $1 a thing. Peyton Manning total pass yards over under 289.
Under.
That's close. That's good.
He going under.
I think that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna see if audience members want to bet me, email me, and I'll let you know if I take the bet. How about that? Going to these prop bets.
But bet what though? What you?
Oh, nah, we only betting $1. We only betting $1. I just want to talk shit. Like, I told you, bitch! 289 yards, you crazy! Like, I just want to do that.
No, how about something else where you gotta tweet out something like, love this person?
Nope.
Something embarrassing.
Nope. If the coin toss is the most popular novelty, yardage is the game's most popular player, is always one of the biggest field props.
How about this? If it's a woman, they send you a titty pick.
Right.
But if you win, but if you lose, you send them a titty pick.
Okay, that's cool with me. 13. Will the player,
yeah, ladies, take that bet, ladies.
Will the player who scores the first touchdown have a jersey number above or below 79.5? So 80 is something like a receivers mostly wear 80s.
Yeah, what's Lynch's?
Running backs weigh 20 something.
What's Lynch's? He gonna be 24. The first one to score.
So you would go below?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one. Plus, Harvin, like, some receivers don't wear 80. Like,
yeah, Harvin has a low number. I think right. He's like 12.
Yeah. Seattle or Denver to score exactly 2 points. Who the fuck would bet that? You gotta be insane in the Super Bowl.
You have to be sick.
Sick.
You have to be.
You have a gambling problem,
but an alcoholic as well.
Right, and it's two. It pays $200. It pays $2,500 for every $1.
Has that ever happened before?
Fuck no, ain't happened. Not no Super Bowl. A safety, exactly a safety, and nothing else. Red Hot Chili Peppers to announce that they have renamed themselves Chili Peppers during the show. 20-1.
I thought one of them sold his seat or something in the NFL. It was like, nah, we'll just claim this ticket back.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Who will be seen on TV first, Pam Oliver or Aaron Andrews?
Aaron, I don't imagine Pam will get the shot.
No, Pam's going to get shot because of the weed. We got to see what she's doing for the Super Bowl. I think she should step it up.
That's black.
Go natural.
But that's black social media want to see that.
Well, I mean, but we do see it to see it every week now. Come on. You act like we're home every week. We see it. It ain't the same. White people know.
We ain't really that bad. I've never really paid any attention.
Honestly, man.
I've never flipped the channel by then.
Honestly, man, on some real shit, it's gotten worse. Cause like, it didn't used to even be a thing to me. Like, and plus she got big booty. So, I mean, I grade on the curve already. It's like, she got big booty. She looked like she had a big booty. I was like, she cool with me. But, it's gotten worse, bro. It went through some hard times in the end of this
season. Is it a wig or is it her hair? And that's why
I think it's
the wind blowing her real hair like that.
People saying it's a wig. People saying it's a weave. I don't know, man. It just don't look right, man. Like, it just, by the end of the season, I think it looked worse than when it started. Like, I don't think it was that bad. I think people used to, like, over exaggerate it. But then you ever be like, man, y'all need to get up off of people. Like, you don't see it. You be like, man, y'all, so a black woman can't go on TV and not have her hair perfect? I mean, damn, she ain't Beyonce. She's just one of the best people in her job. And then you see it, you be like, oh, damn. Oh, that's bad. That's what happened to me. Like, I was about to say something, and I was like, ooh. It's always fourth and long.
I wonder how old Pam is.
I don't know, man, but I heard she got a big booty, man.
That might make her not care. Like, you know, you reach a certain age, she's just like, fuck this hair. I don't care.
She probably don't like Aaron Andrews anyway.
She focused more on her makeup.
Probably. And it's not like Aaron Andrews is looking good. She just had her hair in a ponytail because she white.
Let me see what
she was looking cold as shit.
Let me Google some images of Pam Oliver because I need to see what she
does. 12-1, Russell Wilson's first pass to be an interception. Oh, now that one is already over the second he throws the ball. You know what I mean? Like one pat, like your bet is over. I don't know if I want to make that bet.
Yeah, Pam do got a little tootie booty.
She do. Hold on, put it in the chat. Put it in the chat. I'll check it out. But she do like she got a big butt, man. I got the big butt sense, dog. I'll be looking at it. I'm like, you got a big butt. You got the, I don't know, facial construction or something. Peyton Manning first pass to be an interception, 10-1. So a little bit less. Will No Sean Marino cry during the anthem 3-2? That's good. That's pretty good. Percy Harvin lead the game with the injury 3-1. Damn. I would take that bet.
Yeah, that's a good bet.
He's probably going to leave. And I wonder if it counts if he just leaves to the sideline or to the locker room. You know what I mean? Like, if he gets hurt, he has to come out. I think that should count. Even if it's like he comes back. Will Wes Walker drop a pass even? So you bet a dollar, win a dollar. Will the game go into overtime 13-2?
Nah.
Will the power go out during the game 20-1? Now who the fuck would bet that? Will announcers say the word marijuana 7-2?
Yep.
Because it is, gonna be. It's gonna be Denver versus Seattle, and they both have legal weed.
Who got the best weed, dog? That's who gonna win.
And will any member of the Red Hot Chili Peppers be shirtless during their performance even?
I hope not, man. They had to be high if they do. It's cold as fuck. Dog, it was 8 degrees in Charlotte the other day.
I don't know, man. Flea and Anthony Kiedis be going shirtless a lot, dog.
In New York, outside, wintertime?
Don't they still get snow
in New York?
I don't know, but that's the Chili Pepper shit though, is going shirtless. Like, I can't, you know, it's like how, like, it's like if you said, okay, let me put it to you this way then. If they said Rick Ross was performing at halftime, the odds of him going shirtless, what would you bet?
It's different. He's also sweating. while he has his shirt off.
See, I don't know. I don't think it's different, man.
It's different. He be sweating.
I feel like you try to make it different in your head, but the truth of the matter is, niggas that don't wear shirts don't like wearing shirts. And we, it don't matter to them. They just be like, I ain't wearing no shirt.
But he be sweating though. He be hot. He's legitimately hot though.
What if Rick Ross came out while they was, while the Red Hot Chili Peppers was performing?
Why didn't Beyonce get the job no shirts? Again?
She probably turned it down this time because she made the power go out last time.
Right, but imagine if you, come on, Rod. Just, listen, we the Super Bowl. We want you again. You shut shit down last time. We loved it. That's probably the most talked about halftime that they've had in a long time. Since Janet. That's the most talked about.
Number one, she's gotten way too sexy since then. She a freak now. I don't know if you heard the last album, but it ain't no Super Bowl halftime shit. All right.
It's before older songs.
It's some fucking going on in that album. Number two, she just did it. So I can't imagine her coming back that fast. And then lastly, she turned the power out, man.
They need her. It's the most talked about halftime show since Janet and her, wardrobe mouth.
You gotta let it breathe, baby. You can't just wear your welcome out. When she comes back in 5 years, it'll also be the most talked about too.
Man, they need to bring her down, especially while she's still sexy. Mm-hmm. Cause I can imagine Jay-Z getting her pregnant again. Like, I need one more baby just to solidify this.
I don't think her career would allow him to do that. So, yeah, final score. I'm gonna go, 35 to I don't even know if I'm gonna say that. Let's go 26-2. Now win all my bets. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what the score is gonna be, and I don't feel like predicting it. So I'm just gonna say, I would take Seattle winning. I don't know how they're gonna do it, but
I'm going 13-28 Seattle.
Oh, so you seeing a blowout? I hear you, play boy. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing: I don't trust Denver's defense.
I don't either.
You say, they give you 21 points. They've been doing it all season.
I'm glad you finally came around on that.
It's hard for them. It's hard for them to just perform several weeks in a row at that top level. They're giving up 21 points. And then the other seven, Russell going to have to get somehow.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you came around because for a while you was on some like, it's Peyton throwing these picks.
do throw the picks. Man, I'm saying he causes the defense to get those points.
He barely threw any picks this year, man. It was like the defense is terrible. It's objectively horrible. Like it's one of them times. It's like Kevin Durant on Oakland. Where it's like, yeah, but if he didn't show up, it'll be way worse. If Peyton wasn't on that team, it'll be way worse.
Leonard Brothers put a picture of Pam's booty.
Okay.
In the chat.
Let me
he put it in the question screen. Section. It is.
Put this on the screen. Hold on, I had to go get the actual picture and put it on there for everybody. Wait, why is it? Did you see that? What was this? Shit turned into spam, dog.
I clicked on it. You sure you clicked on the right one?
I clicked on the one that say Pam Oliver's booty, lazygirls.info or something. Oh, there it is. Hold on. Visit anyway. Okay. Yeah. I can tell, bro. I got the sense, dog. I be knowing about these booties, man. Like, let these people lie to you, man. That's why you listen to Balls Deep Sports, man. Cause we, have all the breaking news, when it comes to stuff that really matters to people. Like, is Pam Oliver got a big booty? You know, like, she probably been getting by her whole life. Ain't nobody looking at her damn hair. She probably be like, huh, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, we want to play hard.
She hit her with that Riley. Nigga, you gay.
Right.
Talking about my hair.
Yeah, we want to win. We want to win for sure. Pam. All right, we got other stuff to talk about. Royce White is voted the worst first round pick by the Rockets GM. Well, not voted. He just said it. He said, Royce White is the NBA draft's worst first round pick ever, according to the man who picked him, Daryl Morey. Hmm. What's funny is Daryl Morey gets touted as a genius because Bill Simmons and him hung out in Las Vegas, and anything Bill Simmons writes about, immediately white people pick it up and run with it like it's fucking, you know, good money. Like, oh yeah, Bill Simmons said this. It's so right. But, Daryl Morey to me has made a bunch of bad and mediocre decisions until like maybe the last year or two. But Royce White was one of those decisions that was bad.
Yep.
Like they were able to get Dwight Howard, which really seemed more about him wanting to come there than you know, Daryl, anything doing more.
He couldn't go anywhere else.
Yeah, where else was he going to go to get paid? And then they paid James Harden, which was a clutch move. But yeah, they also had a bunch of other motherfuckers that didn't work out.
Here's the thing, man. Like, that's the thing. Because they've been so mediocre at best for so long, they had the money and the people to trade to get Harden. Like, nobody else could get him. And Oklahoma had been saying, we can't pay all these dudes.
Right.
And once they gave their money to Ibaka, it was like, well, Harden, you know you're going, right? Like, you might as well go ahead and pack your bags now. You will be traded. And they were the only people that had somebody that could trade them to match the money. And, you know, like I said, they've been mediocre for so long.
And the thing is, man, they tried, like, he was the 16th pick. And people were saying, like, he had a lot of potential. And they tried to paint him as, like, eclectic. Like, oh, he listens to jazz and he's eccentric. And then you find out he actually has a mental disorder and refuses to travel on, like, planes, which is a huge part of the job.
But what did he do in college? Didn't he? And I know we talked about this once before, but I forgot. Didn't he have to fly to you?
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing in college I don't know how he was getting by in college, honestly.
Because I know Carolina doesn't ride a charter bus to get to their games.
Yeah.
He
wouldn't accept going to the D League. Then he sued the team because he was like, it's workplace discrimination to make me have to take transport to the games. So what the fuck you think you was going to do? Stay at home and only drive to the arena 41 times?
You know what I would have told him? I would have kept him on the team and I'd have said, cool, but then you have to provide your own form of transportation. And anytime he was late or whatever, he would be fined or benched or both. You know what I mean? And what would he have done? Because those fines would have gotten ridiculous to where he wouldn't have been making any money. And those fines would have just been coming right back to me, the owner.
Yeah, I think personally, I would have done him like Mr. T. Just give him some milk. Put him to sleep. And then he just wake up and we're already where we're supposed to be. Because fuck that shit. I paid you millions of dollars and now you just ain't coming to work. What?
Can you imagine a back to back? Oh, you playing in Boston, then your next game in Miami, and this nigga want to ride the bus?
Right.
Put him on a Greyhound. You know what? Let him ride. I don't know if you have you ever been on the Greyhound bus?
Yeah, I've been on Greyhound.
It smelled like piss the entire trip.
Yeah, like you'll want to get on a plane at some point.
Put his ass on a Greyhound. Let him see what us regular people deal with.
I'll just be like, listen, team, we had a good game today. We got to be in Denver tomorrow, but everything's going to be cool. Now let's take our celebratory sip of Gatorade, and then he'll take his sip, and he'll be like, I ain't going to no goddamn Denver, Rod. And I'll be like... That is the nicest version of A-Team I've ever heard, by the way. Put him on a plane. Time to go. Put his ass in the cargo deck.
Nope.
Millions of dollars, nope. Nigga.
Put his ass on a bus. And I would make sure he has to use the restroom and make a bowel movement. That's what I would make sure.
Yeah, put laxatives in his Gatorade. Right.
And why? And I couldn't imagine having to take a shit on a Greyhound.
Right. Yeah.
I guarantee you.
But what if he do it? Like, what if?
No, he'll have to. But yeah. The next flight, he'll be like, yeah, I'm going to get on the plane. I'm good. I got my music. Like you said, I got my jazz music.
I got my Dre headphones. Right.
Man, Richard Sherman really did. I haven't seen a Kaepernick commercial since then.
Me neither. Kaepernick mad.
Bet you won't be doing
the Cavs GM. The Cavs general manager, Chris Grant, says, we're all accountable. Which translates to me, I'm accountable and not really everybody else. It's really me.
Yeah, I was thinking you sound as crazy as that other dude in Houston. Cause it's not, first of all, that's not the first worst round pick. Bennett is still, he's still in the league.
He's still worse and he's the number one pick.
And did you forget Kwame Brown?
Kwame Brown. Yep. Still a worse pick.
But no, you're accountable cause you're the GM, not we. You.
Adam Morrison, a worse pick.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know Omeka Okafor was still in the league.
Yeah, man. I forget where. Is it Washington?
No, I thought he was in one of those West Coast, like, the team with your boy, the Cousins.
Sacramento.
Yeah, I was thinking it was one of those teams.
That might be a different Okafor. There's two Okafors, by the way, now.
Oh.
I wonder where he's at. Let's see. Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix
Suns. He is apparently their best trade trip.
How was he 6'10 playing center? He's not even like a long 6'10.
Did you know statistically he led the league in getting his shot blocked? Dude, are you serious?
He's 6'10, right? Going against 7-footers.
What's wrong with you? Just everybody else making it somehow. What the fuck is wrong with you? You just turn around like, I'm smart.
He don't have no moves, man.
He looked like Will, too, by the way.
Shout out to Will. Keep your swords at home.
But yeah, this nigga said we are all accountable. Like what? You know, he just trying to get that up off of him. He's like, look, the coach is his fault. It's Kyrie's fault. It's the draft pick's fault.
Did you see the picture of Kyrie in the club?
Yeah, I saw it. What about
it? He's married too.
Kyrie Irving married?
Yep.
Oh shit.
They went on Twitter saying that, baby, I wouldn't have did anything like that. You know, I wouldn't disrespect you in that way. Meaning I wouldn't have posted the pictures. I just would have, I would have kept the hose. I just wouldn't have posted the picture.
Yeah. But honestly, man, is it fair? Because like in Cleveland, I don't think it's a big deal. Cause you got people sleeping with coaches, assistant coaches' wives.
Oh, Cleveland. You got
players sleeping with the best players' mama and shit. Like, this is really a step down for Cleveland to even, like, get excited about. Although I do notice he got two hoes. So, they call him Kyrie Two Hurls or Irving.
They look nice, too.
How
old are they, though?
It makes you wonder why LeBron even left. But by the way, this is how you know it's Cleveland chicks. One chick has on fatigue army pants.
With a leopard hat.
Like, that's some Cleveland shit. Like, in Miami, like, those chicks will probably have on booty shorts or thongs. In Cleveland, it's still Cleveland outside them club doors.
And it's still cold inside. He got a hoodie on.
Right, he got on a hoodie. Like, you know, if he was in Miami, you know, he would be balling a little bit harder than this.
Was it Paul Pierce in Cleveland when he got stabbed in his rookie year or second year?
I think that happened in Boston, but let's say Cleveland anyway. Maybe it was Philly. Let's say Cleveland. But, yeah, so it's everybody's fault. I mean, but Kyrie can't leave because he promised that little kid. Carmelo Anthony.
Mr. Honey Nut Cheerios himself.
Walking around the court breath smelling like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Donut faced Melo.
His wife said he is staying in New York.
Then he's staying in New York then.
Right. That's it. And like a good husband, when they interview him, he says, that what she said? Then I'm staying.
But then she is about her money, right? I thought Lala was about her money.
She is about her money.
Then why is she running her mouth fucking up the money?
I mean, now technically, he can only get the most money by staying in New York.
Right, but even if he says, well, I might take less money because I want to leave, they considerably might, because they might try to, you know, go hardball and be like, hey, we're not going to pay you this.
When have the Knicks ever shown the ability to hardball anybody? Who is the last player the Knicks underpaid? I will wait. They don't underpay anybody.
They didn't want to give Allen Houston his money.
But they overpaid him. The exception for remember they passed that rule where you could cut a player if he was making too much money on your roster? It was called the Allen Houston exception, and they didn't use it on Allen Houston. It's fucking crazy, man. So yeah, Lala said his ass will be playing in New York. And when they interviewed him, he was like, that's what my wife said. She my wife. And I was like, that's the right answer.
Well, good luck, New York.
Yep. That's y'all future.
You saw how it worked out with Patrick Ewing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Yep. Melo not a winner, dog. But happy mediocrity.
At best.
Right, at best. That's the thing about New York, man. Like, I'm a Bobcats fan, and they're one of the few fan bases I look down on. Like, yeah, I wouldn't want to be that.
Right.
I would rather have the potential to one day be great than no one will be mediocre forever.
You know, Cowboys fans have to automatically be Knicks fans in theory, right?
Right. I agree.
Good luck, y'all. Good luck.
Good luck, guys.
Because he is your Tony Romo.
Did you see this shit where Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett played Boston. Yes. And then they got a standing ovation. They was crying and shit.
Yes.
Nigga, what? They left. They don't do that shit for Ray Allen. They left just like Ray Allen. And these motherfuckers, they was like, look at them. Those are our guys. Get the fuck out of here.
Then they was in there crying.
Disgusting.
What?
Put your headphones back on and listen to Being the Man and shut the fuck up.
They got one ring.
One ring. And y'all, what happened to the mighty?
One title.
The mighty Boston Garden. Well, they used to be like, you ain't Larry Bird. Get the fuck out my face.
They got one title in 8 years. You happy about that? Really? You're proud about
y'all
that?
Y'all excited?
You proud about
and
that?
And they not on your team no more.
You proud about that?
Yeah. Oh, what a terrible
thing. They could have declined the trade. They could have forced it and stayed.
I was telling Kevin, I was telling everybody, this is the toughest game I ever had to play, Pierce said, after he and Garnett were treated like rock stars at TD Garden. Receiving raucous ovations and emotional video tributes that nearly moved into tears before the Nets beat the Celtics 85-79 in front of a sellout crowd. This is sickening. I'm sick of everybody involved. I'm sick of the new Boston Celtics for letting these old ass men beat them. y'all need to have some fucking pride. I'm sick of the fucking crowd for celebrating a team that got you one championship. And underachieved every other year.
I got rings.
Right.
I got rings.
Then they betrayed y'all and went to Boston. And y'all happy for that too? I mean, went to Brooklyn. And they playing good now. So y'all probably won't even get good draft picks out of this bullshit deal.
Yep.
Why are y'all happy?
Rondo mad. He can't leave.
Yeah. Rondo sitting up there like, God damn. Look at y'all niggas. Probably didn't even shake their hand.
And y'all broke up the band.
Yeah.
And y'all happy.
Kyrie Irving is happy with the Cavaliers, according to Kyrie Irving. He says, I'm in Cleveland. I enjoy myself. I enjoy going out and competing at the highest level. Really? For the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, I thought you said the highest level at the club.
For these bitches.
Right.
That's what he wanted to say.
I'm competing at the highest level to get these Cleveland hoes, yeah, dog.
I don't care what boss I say.
Andrew Bynum still running around these streets.
Yeah, Bobby trying to say that they clowning him on the message board, making up rumors. I think Kyrie out there getting them hoes, dog.
That's why LeBron left, man.
Cleveland. ESPN.com senior NBA writer Chad Ford appearing on an ESPN.com chat Thursday. And while discussing the struggling Cavs, said he's hearing reports Irving wants to be traded out of Cleveland. While Ford cautioned not to overreact, the story spread. We caught up with Irving after tonight's loss. He says he intends to stay in Cleveland for a long time.
By the way, I love how ESPN generates their own news. On an ESPN chat, ESPN columnist Chad Ford said there were rumors that Kyrie Irving might be thinking about leaving Cleveland. He said, don't get out of control, as we are reporting it now live on SportsCenter hours later, as if it is out of control. And Kyrie Irving had to address it himself, even though he never said anything that started these rumors.
You know what's crazy,
place.
Too? Is after a loss, that has to be the hardest time to tell a lie and be like, I'm staying.
Yeah. I think every time they ask him, they bring those little kids around in the background. Put guns to their head and they'd be like, are you staying, Kyrie Irving? Are you gonna stay?
Yeah, they hold a picture of his wife and mom.
Yeah.
Up in the background.
I'd hate to see something happen to your kids, Kyrie.
I mean, there's been so much, you know, so-called.
That's the lie right there.
Reports coming out, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, he's lying.
You heard the stutter.
Yeah, you can hear the lie. It's obvious. I mean, you know, so, Kyrie, I've been looking. Kyrie, listen, I just came in your room and I was cleaning out your drawers. Whose number is this?
A long time. I mean, there's been so much, you know.
Whose number is it, Kyrie?
You know, reports coming out, I don't want to be here.
Well, it don't seem like you want to be here with numbers in your pocket.
That's what you guys get paid to do, but I mean, it's just so much negative attention. I mean, I know we're struggling, but I mean, it's not about me. I mean, it's about our team. I mean,
who is it? Who is the number belong to then, Kyrie?
For my teammates. Yes, I mean, I'm in Cleveland.
You mean what?
So, I mean, I enjoy coming out there and competing at the highest level for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Competing for these hoes?
Look me in my eye. Why you won't look at my face?
Do I want to privately
come? I'm not over there.
Track is up. I mean, you know, I'm still in my rookie contract, and I'm happy to be here. And I'm pretty.
Nah, I don't seem like you happy at all.
You know, that I'm gonna be here for a long time. I mean, I'm.
Was that a laugh? Are you laughing at me now? You think this shit funny?
I mean, I'm pretty sure the relationship I would have with management.
Ain't on this number.
The court. You know, and I enjoy being.
You can sign up.
I mean, like I said, it's still too early to say. I mean, I'm still trying to get to this season. You know, whatever.
You trying to get mohos?
He backed off of that, by the way. You notice? It says, so you are going to resign? Well, it's still too early to say.
Right.
It wasn't too early to say last year. Why wasn't it too early then? I don't know a lot about time travel, but now is later than then.
Man, you had to catch that lie in the very beginning.
Right.
Like, he rambled on for 2 minutes and never said, no, I'm not leaving.
Love should have brought your ass home last night, Kyrie Irving.
That's why LeBron left, man.
Yep.
Them hoes, no hoe control. And he realized, I have to leave Cleveland before I fuck up my house.
Yep.
And then he go down to Miami and punk ass Dwayne Wade.
Fucking up his house.
Down to fucking shit up.
Now he got a lie for Dwayne Wade. hello? Hello? This is him.
It's like, is Dwayne with you?
Right.
He said he was with you. Well, if he said he was with me, then he is where he said he at.
Hello, LeBron. Yeah, this LeBron.
Is this
Gabby? Hey, Gabby, how you doing, girl?
What? Put Dwayne on the phone. He said he was with you.
Who? He said what now?
Yeah, put Dwayne on the phone. I didn't talk to him. He not, his phone going straight to voicemail.
Put Dwayne on the phone. Okay, hold on 1 second.
You know D-Wade?
Yeah, hold on 1 second just real quick.
DW? Hold on. No, yeah. Put him on the phone.
Baby. No, it's Gabrielle, baby. She's looking for Dwayne. She's looking for
Who is that? Is that some other hoes?
No, I'm talking. Come on now. We calling my wife a hoe. I'm talking to my wife. The mother of my children.
I mean, we know how y'all do with wives, okay? Right. Dwayne had one time before.
Nah, I
know how y'all do with wives.
I pledge my loyalty.
Put Dwayne on the phone.
Okay, listen.
Put Dwayne on the phone.
Dwayne is in the bathroom right now, and he said he gonna call you back.
Well, why is his phone going straight to voicemail?
You know what? I don't even know. I think his phone. You know, I think his phone ran.
What y'all doing over there?
Your phone ran out.
I'm coming over there.
He said his phone battery died. He said definitely don't come over here.
I'm calling Savon and we coming over.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest.
I'm calling Savon and we coming over.
I'm gonna be honest. We had dinner last night, Gabby. We had a good time with y'all, but Dwayne told me that y'all on a break today, and he said today was his cheat day. I thought he was talking about his diet, but I don't know. So maybe, you know, y'all had to work that out between y'all.
This nigga telling everybody our business about what we do.
Yeah, he said today is y'all's day off. I don't know what that means. I thought he meant it's our off day. We supposed to go play.
Baby, what you mean Dwayne got a cheat day?
Yeah, Dwayne got a cheat day.
Who is that asking you about our cheat day?
not mine.
Baby, what you mean Dwayne got a cheat day? Cheat to do what? Cheat on his diet?
Right. Yeah, I think
who is that asking about Dwayne cheat day? Who you talking to? Who? How many hoes there in the house with y'all? He's supposed to have one hoe. How many hoes over there?
Listen.
That's a party of hoes over there now?
Look, Dwayne has several kids here that I don't even know. He just brought these kids over and said for me to watch them for a couple
hours. What other kids? It should only be two of them.
No, it's like it's like four kids over here. I don't know who these kids are. Okay, what's your name, little boy? DJ.
Who? DJ. Tell Dwayne I'm coming over there right now. I'm not taking it no more. I'm coming over.
It's DJ 1, 2, and 3 in here.
I'm coming over there right now.
At La Dwayne. That's your name, La Dwayne.
Baby, why are you explaining to Gabby about Dwayne and his kids? He's not even over here. Baby, what you mean a cheat day?
Right.
No. Explain this cheat day thing. Explain to me about him cheating on his dad.
He said every 7 days he gets a cheat day on his wife, on his fiance. So, he can wear no condoms. He can do whatever he wants.
So you saying that he already loved Savon? That was my girl. She was cool.
Right.
You know, she always kept.
Talks about that. I bet you LeBron's wife and D-Wade's wife was cool as shit because they both started from the bottom.
Yep.
And then when she seen how Dwayne, like, they can't be as tight as they used
how
to
LeBron
be.
How LeBron explained it to his woman? Right. You can't.
You can't.
Remember, we had that conversation right. explaining shit to our women right. about what our friends do. And I did explain. I went on ahead and shared mine.
Yeah, I shared mine too.
It was a tricky situation.
But I mean, but it was one of them like, hey, that's what he do.
Right.
Like, I don't fuck with him like that. And I didn't take them coupons and go to the strip club. That's on him.
You condone that?
Right. I was like, hey, all I said was,
Did you tell him about himself?
Nope. I said, I'm going home.
So you didn't tell him he was wrong for doing his wife like that?
Nope. I didn't say shit.
You just letting her get treated like that and not stand up for her.
I don't know her.
So you would let somebody treat me like that then?
Mm-hmm. I would let somebody treat you like that if you weren't married to me. I would absolutely. It's not my fucking business.
Man, he got the business when he got home.
Dog.
I bet he didn't even tell her about it. And she was like, what the fuck going on here?
Hey, man, you remember Oscar Pistorius? The dude with the stilt legs in the Olympics that...
Yeah, isn't he playing football now in prison?
He is trial for murder. Because he said he accidentally shot his live-in girlfriend at the time.
While she was hiding in the bathroom?
His case is...
Behind locked doors?
His case is so popular in South Africa, it will be getting its own dedicated 24-hour news channel. Can you imagine?
I mean, they only have that in lions and elephants to
and
look
rugby.
At. Man, yo, dog, we need to actually cover some rugby on here one day.
Okay.
Have you ever watched rugby?
A little bit.
That shit rougher than football.
It is. It's crazy.
Tough ass dudes.
Those people are crazy. Like, I think football players are crazy, but rugby players are crazier. They're like the dudes that have the body of accountants, but decide to be football players anyway.
Man, it was on while we was painting last Saturday. They had South Africa against Kenya.
Right.
I thought all Africans were slim. No disrespect. Malnourished. Mm-hmm.
You thought they all looked like the
black Africans anyway.
You thought they looked like the pirates and Captain Phillips and shit.
Right.
Listen, Irish.
Man.
Everything be okay.
Them dudes out there is bigger than Martin. And his bully.
Yeah, beating the shit out of each other.
Right.
Yeah,
strong ass necks. I'm talking about going head to head with no helmets.
Here's the thing though, man. Like, South Africa, you know, is pretty, you know, it's like a first world country and shit. It's not third world or no shit like that.
That's why I say no disrespect.
Yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense that they would have, you know, a TV channel for this. I mean, at least coverage of this, but a TV channel? That's a lot, man. Like, we didn't even get a TV channel for OJ. Zimmerman? We didn't even get a TV channel for Zimmerman. A TV channel. You just tuned in to this nigga murder his girlfriend channel.
Man, he was the great white hype for them. I mean, Hope. Yeah. And he turned out to kill your woman.
Yeah.
While she locked in the bathroom, hiding from your crazy ass.
Right.
But man, I really don't blame. If both of your legs get cut off, you should get one free murder.
Yeah, I think so too. And you should be able to have a gun without a permit or any training.
Right. You should get one free.
Yeah, life already got you once. You owe life.
Right. So, I mean, you know, free tink tink.
I read this harp. Is it tink tink because the sound his legs make?
Yes.
That's terrible.
Free tink tink.
I saw this horrible outside the line story about this girl who died. She committed suicide. She was a University of Missouri swimmer. She was raped by some other students on campus. I want to say it was like football players is what she accused.
Not the lacrosse team though, right?
Three football players, not Duke's, the lacrosse team.
Duke's lacrosse team wasn't out there.
Nope. Okay. Those dudes were actually acquitted. Those dudes apparently were falsely accused. Her name was Sasha Minyu Corey. You know, beautiful girl, man. Like, she had some issues mentally. Like, they said, like, her rape, like, disturbed some, like hidden mental issues that she didn't have, that she didn't know she had. And so she started having like manic depression and stuff like that. She didn't tell anybody about it except her friend. She didn't report it, which obviously puts, you know, everybody in a difficult situation. But when people did find out about it, they did their best to basically hide it. They kicked her off the team because she hurt her back. So, while she hurt her back, that's when she started having some of her mental issues. and they kicked her off the team because they didn't want to deal with it. And she ends up basically you know, trying to join, like, you know, find some help mentally, and she eventually kills herself during like a depressive stage. And it just made me think about, like, how on here we'll talk about rape culture sometimes when it comes to athletics, and this is just another victim of that, because it actually started with the football team, and as always, they be protecting these dudes. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, mm-hmm. like people say, like, because, you know, every once in a while somebody will get mad at me or call me out about it, but when I say we'll never know what happened with Jameis Winston, this is why, because if they'll protect three random football players on the Missouri fucking football team, it's not even like, oh, these motherfuckers gonna win the Heisman. Then what? Why would it be beyond them to protect somebody as good as Jameis Winston? Why would it be beyond them to protect Ben Roethlisberger? We'll never know what happens when sports gets involved with these cases, because people are fucking crazy about sports, man. And yeah, this girl, like, to a certain extent, I understand, like, you can't put a suicide on anybody, really. And I think it's unfair to say someone killed themselves because of you. But they definitely didn't help. And like, they caught the dude in some lies, dog. Like, outside the lines of beast. Cause they'll ask you a question and know the answer.
Yep.
So they was like, so what happened when you, first heard about this? Well, nobody I know was even aware of it. Well, here on this letter that you wrote the day that you found out about it, you said that, we need to kick off the team immediately.
Yeah, we have this email that you sent to everyone.
Dude, they be knowing. It's like they caught the dude straight lying where he was like, we tried to help her as much as we could. Right here it says you kicked her off the team immediately. Mm-hmm. Huh.
And sent her a bill.
Right.
That you owe us $20,000.
And you told her don't come around here no more. suicide bombers will be the Sochi Olympics' biggest risk. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, juxtapose that with this story. President Obama says the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia will be safe and is not discouraging Americans from attending and will not be going himself.
They built the wall up, man.
I'm just saying.
I mean, now you defended it last week with the whole wall, and I was like, we saw what the Germans did with a wall.
That,
I don't know.
That was before I caught Obama lying, dog. I didn't know President Obama was gonna be like, hey, it's good if y'all wanna go. Like, he really pulled up. If y'all wanna go, like, that's what I do when people ask me to go to bad parts of town. Hey man, you trying to go play ball over, Dalton Village? I mean, y'all could go. I mean, I'm gonna probably just head to the Harris, might hit the treadmill, something. You know, I'm supposed to do some shit at home today.
That's
bro.
How you did that shit when we had the guys' night out too.
Right? Yeah, it's like, hey man, you want to go to the strip club with the coupons? Where's that located? Over on West Boulevard. That sounds like by Tuckasegee. Yeah, it's by Tuckasegee. Y'all can do what y'all want to do. That's what Obama basically said was, y'all can do what y'all want to do. I ain't telling nobody not to.
Y'all grown.
Yeah.
Y'all don't listen to me anyway.
Obama said Russian authorities understand the stakes involved in securing the games and the potential threats against the events. He says the U.S. is considering coordinating with Russia, and officials have looked at the Russian security plans. He said there's always some risk, which means I ain't going, involved with large intentional gatherings like the Olympics. And he says he feels better when those type of events are held in the United States because American officials have full control over what happens. So yeah, just saying. Watch your back. See anybody with a extra thick winter coat.
Man, can you imagine? Cause it's already cold as fuck over there.
Right. You're going to be like, is that a triple fat goose? Run!
Does Russia have a place where they don't have snow? Like,
right.
Cause
every film, this place they don't.
And every film I've ever seen is Russia's had snow and ice on the ground.
Right. In this place they don't. It's actually a resort.
Oh.
Yeah. It's at the Black Sea Resort. And a lot of people are like, you know, this is where you go to vacation in Russia. They were even saying, like, it's actually ironic they're holding the Winter Olympics here because it's not that cold.
Oh, well, go have fun then. I changed my stance on that. Go have fun.
But if you see a nigga in a triple fat goose.
Yeah, that's.
Just run the other way.
Right.
There ain't no point. You be like, and it's 70 degrees. Run, nigga, run. Right.
Yeah, even a book bag.
Yeah, a big ass book bag. Nope. I'm good.
You see a nigga sweating profusely?
Mm-hmm.
Run. He probably looking like Brody on Homeland.
124 suicide attackers have struck Russia in the past 13 years.
Damn.
Nigga, huh? Nigga, what?
Nah, you was all cool last week.
I ain't know these facts.
Just think, we flip-flop.
Yeah, you want to, you, yeah, you cool now.
It's on the resort. Nah, go. You on the resort. Go.
Nah, 124? No, nigga.
Go have fun.
I will stay in my room.
Nah, go have fun. It's on the resort. Y'all should be safe. That wall gonna protect you.
Air defense missiles, drones, high-speed boat patrols, sophisticated sonars capable of spotting submarines. The array of high-tech gear deployed makes Sochi look like it's preparing for enemy invasion from both air and sea. Nigga, that's, none of this stuff detects suicide bombers. Y'all have a suicide bomb radar? Cause that's what I'm looking for.
As long as they can't throw the bomb like a grenade over the wall, y'all should be good, man. Y'all
have a good one, man.
The issue I have with it is who's actually doing security at the front door.
Right.
I'm not working the front door. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like who?
Pat him down.
You pat him down.
I'll be taking a break every 5 minutes.
I'm the ranking officer. Go pat him down.
I'll be looking in the line like sandals, flip flop sandals, winter coat. Hey man, I got pissed real quick. Way over there. I got pissed way across the other side of the arena. I'll be right back, dog.
I'm the wrong dude for that detail, cause you know anybody that looks suspicious gets shot. Then yeah. I'm gonna pat him down.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I probably would have them post a sign up front like, listen, I'll do this front door duty. I'm just letting you know, I'm shooting first, then asking questions.
Man, I'll put on shades and one of them sticks that, blind people have, walking sticks, so that the bomb don't blow, like, he'll be like, oh, I could go by him, and I don't have to blow myself up till I get, like, close to where the dignitary's sitting and shit.
Right.
I'll be like, just walk by me, dog. I ain't even checking. Just go. You can go. Like, they gonna have to fire me in hindsight. Yo, he let 7 bombers in. Yeah, dog. I don't know what happened.
Look, the people that could fire you would be dead.
Yeah, I ain't looking at no fucking IDs, none of that shit. You can go right on in, sir. You look cold. You look very cold. Good luck.
I'm not doing that job.
Good luck. I be saying good luck to the terrorists. Hey, good luck, man.
And to the people that's walking in behind them.
Hey, good luck in there, bro. Good luck.
Let me know how things turn out.
You're not sitting.
Wait, where you going?
And the good news about working security, I'll be by the door. Yeah. Oh, nigga, I'm gone.
Where you going? Don't you need this weapon? Isn't this?
Yeah.
No, actually, it weighs me down.
They can do a starter pistol for a racing event, and I'm running. Pow! Oh shit! What are you doing? Where you going, dog? Huh? Oh, I thought. Oh, okay. I thought something might have it, dog. I just, you know, I had to use the bathroom way over there again. David Stern is retiring, and I just want to say, man, I know it's not popular opinion, but amongst black people, but I love David Stern, man. He's my favorite commissioner of any sport ever. And I have to give him all the credit for bringing the NBA back. I actually don't mind his Michael Jordan-centric MJ worship. I think it saved the NBA at a time that we really needed it. This is a league that a lot of people don't understand was coming off of rampant drug use, very racial. It still has some racial issues, but extremely racial issues, like a black player punches a white man on TV. Now they don't want to show no more games. This is a dude that globalized the league, you know, under his watch. He's also a guy that had, I think he's responsible in a lot of ways for a generation of people that aren't racist, because they got to look up to and worship black people on a personal level and not just as like sports figures, but under him, man, I felt like we got to know NBA players a little bit more. We got to see their personalities, man. And, I think that was really influential, not to mention his adopted a black culture when it comes to hip hop and stuff, which obviously was very convenient. And at some point he had to drop it, but I think that was huge. I don't think any other sport league would have done that to embrace what hip hop culture meant for us. I just think, you know, obviously Allen Iverson took it to an extreme where he had to stop. I really appreciate that dude, man.
We gonna blame it all on Iverson?
It was mostly Iverson. Let's be honest. Let's be honest, guys. It was mostly Iverson. When that nigga was wearing them jogging pants, when he was sitting out of the game, I was like, is this nigga in a velour sweatsuit? The fuck
but
is this
they was
nigga
hot back then.
A big ass white tee and shit, and he the shortest nigga on the team. I said, man, this dude gonna fuck it up for everybody.
It was hot back then. The you long know he, chain.
But you know it was him, cause they probably talked to him, like David Stern probably called him probably like, Allen, could you do me a favor, buddy?
I could never be mad at Bubba Chuck.
Yeah, Allen, could you just do me a favor and maybe throw on a button-up shirt or something every once in a while when you're sitting on the sideline for these games that you can't play? Hey, man, hey, I ain't doing that shit. Get on, who is this? Get on my phone. Like, damn, AI. All right, got to pass a rule. Everybody's got to do it.
Nah, he was upset about that rule, too.
Yeah, we talk about dress shirts.
Good old Bubba Chuck.
But yeah, man, I have a lot of respect for him. I think he had a very uphill battle, and I think people trivialize it in hindsight and make it seem like anybody could have done that job, and it's not true. And I think we'll miss him. You know, another thing that he did that people hated that I thought was brilliant, every year before the NBA season starts, he always created a fake controversy. First, it was the dress code. Remember the dress code? Oh, they're going to make these players dress up like they slaves. A black man can't be black on the sideline. Then you look at what these niggas are wearing now. You're like, can we just go back to the dress code that Stern had? Just a button up and some jeans. Like, I'll be cool with that. A polo. And then the other thing, remember when he changed basketballs?
Yo, I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just changed basketballs for no fucking reason.
Randomly.
Yep. Everybody was like, why are y'all changing basketballs? And then Jason Kidd was like, this shit sucks. And then they're just like, all right, we changed back.
You know what? And that's probably the ball that this guy that we used to play ball with at the YMCA when his girlfriend ordered him that.
Yeah.
She ordered him an NBA basketball.
And it was terrible.
What kind of ball is this?
It was terrible.
This what they play with in the NBA?
Yeah, I've played with NBA basketballs before. They're all terrible. Another thing he did, man, remember when he was like, we're going to do the new tech rules? No more cussing out the refs. And everybody got mad because it's like, you policing the black man? You can't legislate black emotion out of a game.
No, I was glad they cut that out.
I love it. I fucking love it. The NBA has been better for it. And it's actually it's one of those times where, unfortunately for everybody, racist people were right.
I never played in a league where I could cuss at the referee and get away with it.
So, it's not even just that. Niggas was out of control.
Yeah, but
it was like, it wasn't just the cussing. It was like motherfuckers would foul somebody on purpose to keep them from scoring. The ref would call the foul like he's supposed to. And then motherfuckers would act the fool. Like, even if it wasn't like the cussing, it was just like his run down the court at full speed, arms out, looking into the crowd.
They do that thing we talked about at Jackson Jills during the football game.
What's that?
You remember when you was like, they be stomping down the middle of the aisle.
Yeah. They was doing all that shit. I'm like, cut the histrionics, man. You fouled them. You get six of them. Fucking eat it up, man. It's like y'all are making calls that are good look bad, and it's fucking stupid. And as a fucking paying fan who went to some of these live games, it made the goddamn game longer. That's right. I'm on the side of the refs. The fucking game's going too long because niggas was like taking 5 minutes to go back to the free throw line because they was mad about a goddamn call. Get your ass in line, boy. You black big
I just want to know how much money Stern makes.
And how much
the next committee, cause they put everybody's salary, all the player salaries, you can find them within a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
You can't find Stern's salary. I just like to know how much he makes. That's all.
He should be making like 10 times whatever the last dude was. Cause he grew the league like 10 times.
Who knows
times.
What the last dude was made? That's my point.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Whatever it is, he should be making like 10 times that shit.
I just like,
cause like he single-handedly did that shit. Like we now have teams in like Oklahoma City, Charlotte. Miami was not a place that had a team when he started this shit. Dallas.
And they still don't go to games in Miami.
Yeah, man. I love this dude, man. So, nothing bad to say about
him. And he kept a team out of Las Vegas.
Demaryius Thomas's mom and grandma would have to root for him from prison. Demaryius is spelled Demaryius. So, it's kind of self-explanatory.
What did he do? I forgot.
What did his mom...
No, Demaryius Thomas.
What did he
no,
do?
He, no, they're in prison.
Yeah, they're in prison. They were at the root for him from prison.
Damn it, man. He
his
made
mama
it.
And his grandma.
Now, he literally started from the bottom.
The two women have never seen him play in person. He was 11 when police burst through the door of their home in Montrose, Georgia, and arrested both on drug charges in 1999. Police allowed Katrina Smith to walk her son and two younger sisters to the school bus one last time. Now she's at a minimum security prison in Florida, sentenced to 20 years. Her mother.
Damn, how much drugs did she fucking have?
Her mother, Minnie Pearl. That's an old woman name. Minnie Pearl Thomas, who had two previous drug convictions, received two life sentences with the possibility for parole after 40 years. So that's
how much drugs was they selling?
He must have been about to be in the family business, man. He lucky nigga. He could play football.
Nigga, that was the Carter for real.
This might, you know what's funny? This might be the reason he made it to the NFL.
Like, if they tell him no.
Like, well, not just that. If they were around, they might have had him selling drugs. Oh, come on, boy. You gonna use that 4440 to get these drugs across town. I'll tell you what you is gonna do.
Man.
Help me sell this crack. You gonna stay home and help me. Boy, if you don't sit your ass down and put them pads off and pick up this crack.
If Richard Sherman wasn't from the nice part of Compton, I would almost root for Jamarius Thomas and the Broncos.
I kinda do now. I don't know how y'all are so, one-sided on this. Like, honestly, man, either team winning, I'm good with the pandemonium. Cause the pandemonium gonna be big.
Man, his mama and his grandmama at 11. He never was able to go to Big Mama house after graduation.
Dog.
And get a cape.
This nigga never had a Sunday after church, like, meal of fried chicken and all this shit since he was 11.
Man, can you imagine? Like, you couldn't even, like, your mom couldn't even approve his girlfriends. I love that rite of passage of my mom being like,
yep.
She ain't no good for you.
Now you gotta take her down to the prison. And what's she gonna say? If I take my girl to prison to visit my mama, she better not have a problem with my girl. You in prison. You a bad judge of character.
Nigga.
You know
man.
What? I refuse to let you date her, Demarius. Okay.
You name me Demarius.
Right. And you know what they call him? Bebe. They don't even call him Demarius. They just call him Bebe.
Man, I'm this close.
He started working as an usher at the church and attending Bible study at the track and basketball practices.
Look at that.
This is only because they weren't around. That's what happened, dog. His father, who was serving in the army and stationed in Kuwait when his mother and grandmother were arrested, he went to live with his aunt and uncle, Shirley and James Brown, a Baptist minister who lived 6 miles away. They probably was happy to have him.
Like, man, boy. How your mama and grandmama got the Carter going on and your aunt and uncle pastors at the church?
6 blocks away. What was that?
That's not even across town.
What was those Christmases like?
You can see their house if you got good eyesight. You know what I'm saying?
Once I moved in with him, I told him I wanted to do something to stay off the streets and stay out of trouble. So I tried football and it worked out for me.
How many times you think they got in the fights? Mind your business. You don't tell me what to do with my son. He inherited the family business. He gonna sell these drugs.
And and he told his aunt and uncle he wanted to stay off the streets. So he wasn't even trying to be about that life. He's like, look, can I talk to you real quick? I don't want to be a drug dealer. So can I play football? Is that cool with you? He's like, yeah, you play some football. It's fine with me. Stay off the drugs. So yeah, man, it's hard to root against that.
Man, congrats to him for beating the odds. I hope I never see him in a story later on in life like that dude for the Chicago Bears out here trying to sell drugs.
Yeah, he made it so far, man. So good for him. Roger Goodell said the Redskins name honors Native Americans.
Goodell said that?
Roger Goodell.
And that's why you want David Stern.
Yep. That's why David Stern is a better commissioner than Roger Goodell. Cause he doesn't say stupid shit. If you would have asked for David Stern that question, he would give you a real mean look. And then he would flash a smile and he'd be like, what's your next question, David? Cause that's what he does. Like, it ain't like David Stern nice. He's an asshole. But whenever they ask him a question, they're like, Commissioner Stern, what do you think about the allegations against Kobe Bryant and the sexual assault in Colorado? Next question, David. That's it. That's all you got to say. Like, Okay, Michael Wilbon, let's go to the next question. Goodell said Friday at his annual pre-Super Bowl news conference that he'd been talking to Native American leaders in the past year. Who are those guys? Can you name some?
Are these white men that dressed up in Native American outfits like they did in all the Westerns?
Like the Boston Tea Party? I got a thing. Name three. That's what they should have said. Yeah, I've been talking to Native American leaders, and trust me, they're okay with this. Name four of them. Shit.
You know Bob from McCounty.
I think
he has Native American
roots. One of them's name was Tatanka. Tatanka Natawu. Shit. He was a Blackfoot. I know that much. He was a Blackfoot. Yeah, very black feet.
His last name was Johnson.
I talked to two Cherokees. He says the vast majority of Americans in general are Native Americans in particular support the franchise keeping the nickname. That is legitimately not necessarily true, but also it shouldn't matter. We talking about a moral imperative. Who the fuck cares? It's like if you had a team named the Tampa Bay Faggots. If only 4% of people had a problem with that, you still need to change the name because it's fucking wrong, right? It's like it's a slur for a name. I actually wish that's what they need to do. They need to make Redskins some sort of euphemism for gay people. Because gay people are so much more organized.
Red Bottom?
Right. It's like if it was, or just, no, I'm saying gay, if gay people was just calling each other like, what's up, my Redskin? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They would immediately change the name because they would be like, one, we're homophobic and one won't be associated with that. Two, gay people would be like, you can't call a team something gay, and they'd be like, okay, we need to change this shit. And like, they just are more organized. Nobody cares about Native Americans because we killed them all, and there's not enough of them. And then the other people that do care, it's like, you ain't Native American, and we know two Native Americans that said it's okay. So.
How much power does Dan Snyder have over Goodell? Dan Snyder got to him.
Yep, he got all the money. That's who he works for. Asked if the term was appropriate to refer to a Native American, Goodell said, this is the name of a football team. You fucking idiot.
Yep, I'm still a Washington Redskins fan. Yes.
The company that owns the Rams, that's tied to the Rams owner, Kroenke, is buying land in Los Angeles.
They used to be the L.A. Rams, didn't they?
Uh-huh. So, they might be the L.A. Rams again, dog.
As long as they don't turn into Las Vegas.
Gabrielle Union did an interview. In her show, Being Mary Jane, Gabby keeps some frozen sperm from her ex-boyfriend.
I bet she was in an interview dressed just like that on the picture, too.
Yeah, looking good. I mean, that's the thing. That's the saddest part for Gabrielle Union is that she's a good-looking woman. I want to say she's like 40 or something, but you don't have to be desperate, baby. You know what I mean? Like, you don't got to do all this for Dwayne Wade. Like, you could pull somebody else. I know those, you know, you're feeling a little desperate, but don't be desperate, Gabby. Anyway, she said, her character keeps some frozen sperm from an ex-boyfriend. So he has some advice. So she has some advice for men who are out there dating. Out there, D. Wade, she says, you will find out the sperm becomes a character, and you will see throughout the show, and you will find out what happens to the sperm. So throw away your own condoms, fellas. Throw away your own condoms. Looks at the camera and makes a face. Think she was talking about D. Wade. Throw away your condoms, D. Wade. Come on, baby.
How many children you think he allowed to have before she leave?
I don't know how many she signed up for.
I'm guessing at least three. He can have at least three more. Well, two more, because he already got one. So two more before she's done with him.
Yeah.
She 40. Where's she going?
Ahead of the Super Bowl, police target New York City sex ring. New York City police are trying to lock down on a prostitution ring. They said that advertised on public access cable TV, took credit cards, and used text messages to market party packs of cocaine and sex to clients. That sucks, man. A lot of people are probably about to get laid big time. You know, you go to the Super Bowl, you spend $3,000 a ticket or some shit, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a trip out of town. Your wife's not coming with you. You're on a break. Of course you're going to want some cocaine and hookers.
Who wouldn't?
That's just completing the set. And now the New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is player hating. And they said the gang's been under surveillance for 11 months, but authorities decided to act now in hope of disrupting any parties that might have been in the works for the upcoming Super Bowl weekend. Give me my motherfucking money back.
Right, because if I could have the hookers before the Super Bowl, why can't I have them now?
Cocaine, you know, and whores are part of America and they're part of the Super Bowl.
It's the only reason I go to New York.
If I can't get cocaine and whores, I don't want to watch a fucking game.
It's 10 degrees in New York right now. I need some cocaine and hookers to keep me warm.
If I'm not getting blown at halftime while doing the line and listening to Milli Vanilli's greatest hits in a pink jacket, I don't want to go to the Super Bowl. Fuck you, Commissioner Goodell, and fuck you, New York, as a city. Don't you have some innocent black people to stop and frisk? Damn. Why it, you man. Bothering me?
Damn it, man.
Yeah, this is insane. No cocaine? I'm sitting up in the fucking hotel room. Halftime. Oh shit, what's up, Justin? Come on in, dog. I got some cocaine.
Word.
And some whores.
Buddy.
Yeah, nigga, Russell Wilson is up 10 points. I won all my prop bets. Peyton threw an interception right away. Hold on, here comes some hoes. You want a blowjob, brother? You want to do a line? We got some mirrors in the bathroom.
Hey, definitely. What the hook is that, though?
Yeah, man. I got you over here on false pretenses, dog.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they actually busted the hookers in the cocaine, man.
You playing, nigga. They in the back. I know they in the back room.
Nah, man, police. I called and the police answered and said, no hookers and no cocaine, man. I'm gonna still need your $6,000 for this trip, though, bro. Can you just write out the cash?
Nigga, you don't got no hookers?
Yeah, no hookers and no blow.
Or the cocaine?
Not
and
this
you
want
to get paid?
I got some, look, man.
I'm going to the gun to get my car.
I got some.
I'm going to be right back. No,
I got some Tylenol, VC.
No, wait here.
I got some Tylenols if you want some.
Wait here. I'm going to the gun.
Get my car.
I'm going to the car. Get my gun. I'll be right back. You wait here.
How many parties got ruined? Why would you want to do this the eve of the Super Bowl? That's fucked up, man. And that's fucked up that they waited so long so people made plans. And then was like, They said so far they have identified $3 million worth of charges processed in connection with sex and drug sales. $3 million.
What were the police doing prior to the Super Bowl? Was they not at work? Is that why so much crime in New York? Because they be like, fuck it, do what you want to do?
Right. That's why, yeah, they've been letting the hookers run rampant while they've been stopping and frisking every Latino and black man they could get their hands on.
Damn it, man. That's... Anyway. Have fun at the Super Bowl, at the Snow Bowl, because I wouldn't go. As soon as they said New York, I'd be like, never mind.
Right.
Never mind.
I'd rather go to Atlanta and get trapped in the snow.
Right. Let me know when you're going to have it in Florida. I have a better chance of having fun and escaping.
Right. Exactly. There's too much crime for them to catch me. Attorney for the Miami Dolphins offensive lineman, Richie Incognito, has released text messages exchanged between his client and Jonathan Martin that show the players insulting each other and talking as though they were friends. There's 40 pages of text between Incognito and Martin. Revelation of the text comes one day after Shamo said Martin's comments and text to Incognito were just as vulgar as the ones Incognito sent to Martin. Shamo's recent actions come with the league expected to release its report on the Dolphins bullying case at some point after the Super Bowl. The NFLPA, also nearing the end of its own probe, said Thursday that Martin refused to speak with attorney Richard Smith, who the union retained in November to interview witnesses and examine team management's role in Martin's leaving the Dolphins. One of the graphic exchanges was dated December 17, 2012. At one point during the conversation, Martin told Incognito, "I'ma egg your house and light a bag of shit on fire, then ring your doorbell." Why is that?
Is that threatening?
Yeah. What? Are we really trying to act like this is the same as calling somebody a nigga?
And or slapping them in the back of the head every 5 minutes.
Or threatening to beat their sister and mama. What? The teammates continue their banter with Incognito responding, "I'm going to shoot you and claim self-defense. I'm white, you're black, I'll walk." Damn, that's a low blow.
Sad but true. White privilege.
You gotta be some real good friends to make the Trayvon Martin joke in December 17, 2012. Martin answered, said, "I'm gonna give McDonald's bath salts and lock him in. Give McDonald bath salts and lock him in your house with a tranquilizer gun and a box of sandpaper condoms." Incognito replied to Martin, "Ha ha ha ha." He laughed because he was like, "Oh, thank God you're not mad about the Trayvon Martin joke." According to the report, Incognito and Martin returned to texting the next day as if nothing happened. Other text released to CBS4 showed similar exchanges between Incognito and Martin over the next several months. Some that contained quote unquote threats, talk about women, and among other things. Another exchange between the two came October 23rd, where Incognito texted "fuck you" to Martin, who responded with a photo that said, "I will murder your whole fucking family." After Martin left the Dolphins in October, there were other exchanges, including when Incognito repeatedly asked Martin to call him and asked if he was okay. Martin responded November 1st, said, "What's up, man? The world's gone crazy. LOL, I'm good, though. Congrats on the win." Incognito replied, "Thanks, dude. It's unbelievable all the attention this is getting, and that's important is that you feel, what's important is that you feel better and know we miss you, dude." Martin said in a text on the same day, "Yeah, I'm good, man. It's insane, bro. But just know I don't blame you guys at all. Just the culture around football and the locker room got to me a little. By the way, never check yourself into a mental hospital." Also, November 2nd, Incognito called Martin buddy, then pleaded for his help because he was getting killed in the media over the emerging scandal. However, Shamel said Martin never responded. So
he called him buddy after the media found out, though.
Yeah. Like, "Listen, you half nigger piece of shit. Buddy. Can you help me out? They're killing me here in the media." Martin sounds shady, too. I mean, we've always kind of said that it's probably somewhere in the middle, you know.
I look at it as kind of one of them things.
I don't think he's supposed to. I still didn't think he needed to go into the locker room and beat nobody up. But it sounded like he had, you know, some mental issues outside of just, you know, football and shit got out of control.
I looked at it like hazing, where, right, you know, like, you know, new line come in, you haze them, and then they haze the next line, and you kind of like, oh, it's okay to keep treating each other like this. But right, it's not okay.
It's not okay, and at some point, you opt out, but there's never a good point to opt out of something like that.
But Martin's that guy that was in the hazing line and was like, you know what? Enough of this hazing. This is not right, what I signed up for. I thought I was going to be able to deal with it. I thought I could get through it, but you guys are going a little bit too far.
Right. It's been 2 years. Even still, you know, it's cool to get another perspective. Wes Welker apparently walked off in the middle of a interview for On the Record.
You can always tell whether a guy wants to do the show by the hello. Let's listen. Hey, Wes Welker.
How are we doing?
Hey, good. How about you?
I'm doing all right. I got 2 minutes left, so.
So we're getting you just before the buzzer?
Right before it.
Right before the buzzer. So do I smell Old Spice? Am I correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably going right through the microphone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And have you...
I got dosed on.
You really ever taken a 40-minute shower?
I'm sure I have.
Is it true that Peyton Manning pranked you at the Pro Bowl a few years ago?
Yes, he did.
Now, have you been able to pay him back?
Of course.
Of course. What did he do to you?
Well, you hit me up about it, so I'm sure you know about it.
Okay, well, he loosened the bottle top, right? Which is kind of old. I thought he'd have something better than that.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's pretty old school.
You have a puggle, is that true?
Yes, it is.
Okay, what is a puggle? Is that a pug and obviously...
Well, she's actually kind of a mutt, but we think she's a puggle. So, we got her from the Humane Society. You know, it's very Colorado of us.
You didn't name her Giselle, did you?
We did not.
We did not. You've caught passes from two of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game. Tell me one thing before you go, that big difference between catching from Peyton and catching from Brady.
Well, that looks like it's all the time we have. Thank you.
I can't believe we just got buzzered. We got buzzered. Actually, this may qualify as a walk-off. This could be the first walk-off since Chael Sonnen. We are going to have to check.
Looks like that's the case.
And we're going to have to check the walk-off rule book.
So, So why, my question is this. Why doesn't this kind of shit get more attention than Marshawn Lynch not talking to the media?
Cause I guess he didn't call the man boss. I don't know.
Yeah, like, it's the same shit. He didn't feel like talking. I think there's way too much media for the last 2 weeks anyway on these guys. Like, there's not 2 weeks of shit to talk about between the Super Bowl and the conference championship. So I can see why these dudes would get a little fed up. They're football players. They're not fucking, you know what I mean? Like, they're not here to do 75 hours of media. They just want to, like, concentrate on football shit and play the game.
You know, the thing is, too, how does this guy, those are whack interview questions.
Those questions were so bad. I don't blame you for walking off. So you have a dog. So what's a puggle?
I've listened to Medium talk. Terrible questions by this guy.
Right. What is the point?
I don't, what the fuck? And Welker didn't want to be there. So you ask him stupid questions like that.
Right. And he told you he asked 2 minutes. Ask a good question. You know what I mean? Like, you might could actually get people. I've had it happen where I've gotten people to stay longer because I asked a question they wanted to talk about.
Not only that, how about, or ask the same mundane question and not be a jerk and ask these random nonsense questions that no one cares about.
Is that Old Spice I smell? By the way, it was like a comedian bombing. Wes Walker's face was like, really?
This nigga.
So we're doing this. That's how you look the whole time. Marshawn Lynch said, I'm just at the press conference so I don't get fined.
Smart.
And Coach Pete Carroll told the media that he doesn't talk to us anymore than he talks to you. To which I believe I've solved the entire thing. Okay, guys, remember you heard it here first. Balls Deep Sports. Marshawn Lynch ain't talking because he know they gonna let him go. That's my belief. I don't think it's a mental disorder. I think this is the same dude that used to go do press conferences and had no problem talking before. I think he knows writing's on the wall, a payday is coming up, and there's no fucking way they're gonna extend him. Like, unless he gets 700 yards to Sunday, they're like, bye, nigga. This is the way the NFL is structured. We don't pay 30-year-old running backs. Have a good one. And I think he's just like, I'm just here to do my job. I recognize his face from when I was at my job and I hated it. And I used to do the minimum. And they'd be like, hey, Rod, how was your day? I'm just here so I don't get fined. Okay. So, my day was fine, I guess, boss. Like that, I feel like that's what's happening, man. That's my theory. I know it's a long shot. I know. People probably not gonna agree or whatever, but I wouldn't be surprised if we find out that dude just ain't feel like dealing with all this shit from a team that doesn't give a fuck about him at the end of the day.
Yeah, I don't blame him. He showed up. He was like, you're not gonna find me for nothing stupid. I'll show up.
Yeah.
I'll answer the questions how I want to answer them, and good luck.
Yep. Apparently fans are trying to raise money to pay off a $50,000 fine assessed against him by the league, and subsequently suspended in any case. For failing to speak to the press during regular season. He said, I mean, if y'all say y'all was our bridge from the players to the fans and the friends really ain't really tripping, then what's the point? What's the purpose? They got my back. I appreciate that. I don't get what the bridge really being built for. So, the National Football Post put out an article, that is, I think, being completely undersold here. It's a really big deal. Apparently with the new collective bargaining agreement where they actually make the, you know, the players, the rookies now get lower salary coming into the league. And I remember how everybody was like, it's good. The current players agreed. They basically sold out the young players because the current players was like, fuck, I'm getting my money.
Old and salty.
Right. Well, they're now saying, if you think about the way the NFL salary cap is structured, this is going to fuck up young players and the league in general for in perpetuity. So basically what teams are doing is considering franchising players instead of paying those rookies who are standout players. So they're talking about franchising Cam Newton, Patrick Peterson, AJ Green, and JJ Watt. Now, you know, franchising in the NFL means you take, I think, the top five players at the position and like the average of their salary for a year is what you make. But if you get hurt or some shit, it's like, all right, bye, nigga.
Yep.
It's just for that 1 year and they can do it forever.
After this, you're on your own, right?
No, they can do it for, I don't think it's forever, but they can do it for a while. Like they can be like, we're going to salary cap you again. We're going to, you know, we're going to do the same. We're going to do another deal like that. In a survey of 10 NFL general managers and or salary cap specialists, all of them said they expect almost every player from the first round in 2011 to be tendered for a fifth year in their contract rather than sign a long-term extension this year. So back in the day, they used to be like, okay, you're coming to the last year of your contract. We don't want to let you get out of the last year. So what we'll do is we will go ahead and extend you now rather than later.
Ladies, this is why you date a basketball, baseball, or soccer player.
Yep.
It's guaranteed money.
Simply put, a system that was advertised as a way to reward players who perform instead has turned into a leverage against players. As one team executive put it, why wouldn't you just put the option on them? In response, numerous agents said the system is clearly broken. So instead of them rewarding players like, hey, Cam Newton, you're now a franchise quarterback. Why don't we go ahead, instead of letting you go into the last year of your contract and then possibly having to franchise you, we'll just go ahead and extend you for 5 years. Let's just do that right now. Instead, they're going, it's so much cheaper to just make you play the last year. We're not going to change your contract. We're saving way too much money this way. The NFL Players Association sold the best players in the draft down the river, and the worst part is they don't understand the ripple effect. If star players like Newton, Peterson, and Watt don't get paid, how is anybody else supposed to get paid? You base the value of contracts on what stars make and work your way down. That's so true.
Yep. You'll start, I feel like you'll start seeing more holdouts.
You're gonna probably have to, right?
Yep.
Because, I mean, how do I get paid? Because Cam Newton eventually will get paid. But what if I'm not Cam Newton? What if I'm a dude that, is good, but I didn't get drafted number one. And I had a good year and I over
says everyone on Seattle's team.
Right. What do I do?
All they receivers.
What if I'm Richard? You know what I'm saying? What if I'm like, hey dog, I need to get paid. I'm Richard Sherman. I'm the best corner in the league. And they go, well, you know, Patrick Peterson isn't getting paid that much. And he's better than you. He was drafted number one. Now I got to hold out. And even when I hold out, how much money do I get? Because they just going to say, Patrick Peterson gets paid $6 million. Why should we pay you $7
Yep. Or eight or nine.
Right. And Patrick Peterson's underpaid. Well, that's what we go by.
I can't feed my kids off $6
million. Right. Are you crazy?
$7 million? You trying to get choked out here?
Drew Brees supports Jimmy Graham in his offseason free agency.
Why? I mean, I get it.
Cause he
rose before hoes.
Cause he's a better person than Tom Brady. That's the only reason I read this article.
Yep. That's
Tom Brady would have let him go. Brett Favre would have been like, why don't you just take less money? Drew Brees is a people's champion, dog.
Rose before hoes.
He was like, nope, Jimmy, my dog. Y'all better pay him. So, earlier this week, he was accused of failing to help teammate Jimmy Graham's free agent cause when he described Graham as a tight end instead of a wide receiver. What? Why is that negative? And then he went on to radio host Dan Patrick's desk and started shouting, I want Jimmy Graham back. That's what's up, dog. Yo, you know what, man?
But now when I said that about Brady, you was like, he kind of did.
No. It's fuck Tom Brady all day. What are you talking about?
Oh, maybe that was Morgan. That was
never had Tom Brady.
He kind of spoke out for Welker. Vic, my bad.
Yeah,
I can't even.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That was Vic, my
it
bad.
It ain't me. I know my stances. It definitely ain't no, I ain't never trying to save Tom Brady from nothing. But yeah, he said, I want Jimmy Graham back. And by the way, the jury was out on Drew Brees for me, because he did get gaffled in the offseason and nobody talked about it. He invested in that teammate scam and got his money took. But, yeah, man, I'm all the way back, man. Drew Brees, my dog, man. Like, more people need to do this at quarterback. You got, like, don't just be like, I got my money.
Yep.
What's the problem? Like, get your other boys paid.
Cause Drew want to stay winning too, man. And if we really are friends, why not?
Yeah. Yep.
That you can tell they hang out together after, besides football.
And even if they don't, I threw to you for 2,000 of my 4,000 yards. Please sign this dude again. Roger Goodell talked drug policy.
He's said, done enough talking. He's spoken enough.
Yeah, I don't even want to cover that, honestly. I don't even believe him. Do you believe him?
Nope.
Yeah, we might allow weed. Okay, nigga.
Especially when you still got people like Shano out here leaking people personal drug policy information.
Right. If weed helps with concussions, we might help. You know how many people will leak that shit, like you said? Yeah, I have a problem with a player now. Like, the nigga smokes weed all day, guys. It's not my fault as a coach. Colin Kaepernick was talking shit about Richard Sherman.
Of course he would. Salty ass dude. He not black or light skinned, just for the record.
Mm-hmm. He Puerto Rican now.
Yeah, he.
Colin Kaepernick on Sherman's choke sign. Did that make you feel better about yourself? Then go ahead, because I'm not worried about you. He's afraid of our receivers, and that's something I'm looking forward to exploiting next year.
Afraid?
Right. If I throw the ball 1 foot farther, it's a TD, and now you're the GOAT, Richard Sherman. I think the lady doth protest too much in this case.
Hey, you should have thrown it a foot further.
Right. First of all, scoreboard.
Yep.
Second of all, shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. This ain't about you no more. You lost to Richard Sherman because of a play Richard Sherman made, and he called you a choker.
Twice.
And ain't shit you can do about it till next year. So just go put your headphones on and listen to I'm the Man and act like this ain't happening.
You think Cam needs to text Kaepernick and be like, that's what you get for doing my Superman pose.
Right. You ain't had no problem doing Superman, you hypocrite motherfucker. You know what? From now on, you the Puerto Rican quarterback, bro. Your black privileges has been suspended.
your card revoked until further notice.
We will let you know.
You got to reapply, just like the DMV.
Yeah, you got to earn your way back into being black, Colin Kaepernick.
You have to take some classes. Yeah. You got to go to school again, like all this shit.
You made a disgusting display of yourself this year, man. You really let me down. Kevin Durant puts on an MVP show versus LeBron James in the Heat. I think Kevin Durant gonna win the MVP this year, and then he need to send LeBron a text like Macklemore said Kendrick Lamar, because I don't think Kevin Durant is gonna win the championship.
He not. It's the media giving Kevin Durant this award, not him earning it.
This is more about people being tired of LeBron James than Kevin Durant. Yep. And it's no offense. I'm not, like, I won't have any problem with Kevin Durant winning MVP. But there's this, I heard Charles Barkley last night almost say, and he, at the last second, he stopped himself. But he was like, you know, this is why I feel like Kevin Durant is bad. And it was like, and Kenny Smith said, say it. He was like, playing better right now. Playing better than he's ever played. I was like, yeah, you know, you was about to say he better than LeBron and be wrong as shit.
Man, it's the year of LeBron right now, man.
Right.
Like, come on, two-time MVP, two ring winning. I does it by myself, LeBron James.
And there's no, the standards on these other players aren't as high. Nigga, I saw Paul George go 4-for-16 the other night and nobody said a word.
LeBron shooting like 60% right now.
Right, and cruising. Imagine LeBron going 4-for-16. We'd be talking about that shit for 3 weeks.
Man, he got his supposedly number two coming off the bench. Have you ever had a number two come off the bench?
Right.
Consistently during a season? Imagine Pippen coming off the bench for the Bulls consistently for Jordan.
Right.
Jordan would be like, get this nigga the fuck up out of here. Make a trade. Do something.
Mm-hmm.
Do something. Get him out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, but this is the thing, when I watch part, because I only watched like 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Durant tall as fuck, man. How do you score over a dude that much taller than you? Like, LeBron, right, 6'8 is a big dude, and Durant still looked like he was draped over him.
Yeah.
Like, that much bigger.
Here's what's funny to me. LeBron still scored more than him.
Still, right, still at like 55-58%.
Right. Like, people act like Kevin Durant went to Miami, scored 70, LeBron had 4 points, and the Thunder won by 80 points. The game was a blowout, but at their individual play, they played about the same. It's not this. They make it D the MVP. I'm like, really?
Durant was like 1-for-20 at one point at the first half quarter.
Yeah, I think in this matchup all time, Kevin Durant is 4-13. Come on, y'all. Just calm down.
But what I saw was, because I was like, well, damn, how is he going to score on Durant?
Right.
Oh, he just went to his chest.
Yeah, he just went to his chest. There's nothing he could do about it.
He went right to his chest and was like, oh, this is how big boys play. Yeah. This is what them post moves do for you.
I learned more about Dwayne Wade's knee than I learned about anything about Kevin Durant or LeBron James. I thought both of them did what they do.
I also learned that Spoelstra is learning how to coach. He's finally learning how to coach.
Yep.
Because he's learning, I got two people with fucked up knees. What do I do? And he said, oh, I just need to sit them.
Right.
I just need to sit them.
You're like, why am I wasting my time letting them play? They done made two trades to get shooting guards to help Dwayne Wade out.
Right.
Like that, I mean, there's nothing else can be said about it. And honestly, man, this felt like when my little brother beat me up when I came back from college and I didn't fight him back because I was laughing too hard. That's what this game felt like to me. Like this meant way more to Kevin Durant and the Thunder because they want him to win MVP and they're playing without Westbrook and it's really important to them. But at the end of the day, LeBron and them, this is just one game in 82. And lastly, I can already see it starting, and I'm just going to hop on top of this agenda before it starts and let y'all know that I'm going to be pissed and I'm going to be talking shit. They already about to pull the Russell Westbrook is holding Kevin Durant back as soon as he gets back healthy.
Nah.
They going to pull it.
He need Westbrook.
I know, but watch what the media does. They going to be like, oh, they lost a game. Like the Thunder ain't struggling to beat like Atlanta by two.
You know why? Cause he can't play like that every night consistently.
Right. It's going to be Russell's fault and everybody going to be acting like, Russ going to come back and they going to turn everything into Russell's fault when they don't win the fucking championship. Like this team, they think this team is a contender right now. They're not. Man. If they actually had to play Portland right now, are you serious?
Durant just an extremely taller version than Iverson.
Right. Right now?
And Iverson needs somebody. He needed somebody to take the ball out his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Durant needs somebody. Cause right now he's just out there looking like AI, just jacking up shots.
And as much as people talk about LeBron running into the ground, you can run Kevin Durant into the ground, letting him play all these minutes too.
Yep.
So, I mean, like he got to do everything just to keep this team afloat. I don't know, man. It's just, I could just see it coming. That's all I'm gonna say. Dana White, commented on Juliana Pena, who was attacked, quote unquote, at a gym and led to a devastating knee injury. Juliana Pena is an MMA fighter, female. She hurt her knee and tore like three ligaments. Like it was one of those real bad injuries that might take 1 to 2 years to come back from. And, there was mixed reports. First, when it happened, they was like, oh, she just hurt it clowning around sparring. And apparently now it's coming out that that was a lie. It says, Dana White tweeted, what happened to at Villazuela and Vixen, by the way, shout out to MMA.
And she is sexy too.
Yeah.
Who would want to hurt a beautiful woman like that?
Shout out to MMA, by the way, for just allowing their people to be that way. Like that was back. That's like when my cousin was when he first got in the NBA and his Twitter name was at Black Boy Pacino.
Yep.
And now it's like Mr. Anthony Marr. David Stern was like, hey, son. Yeah. You're getting hitting too many shots to be out there acting like this. He said, it is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. Ranked number 10 out 2 years. Leave that gym now. Apparently, what they're saying is, it's the worst injury I ever heard of in this sport, even in this sport. And you hear about those types of injuries in football. He said, apparently when she came into the gym, and again, she was hysterical when I was talking to her crying. She was training in her gym and one of her training partners, a guy was saying to her, oh, you're wearing your Ultimate Fighter shirt? We're real scared. he says that and was talking smack to her, and then basically he attacked her. He jumped on her back, started cranking her neck, and the way she fell, her knee blew out. The most disgusting thing I ever heard in my life. A year and a half to 2 years she'll be out, and I told her to leave that disgusting gym and go somewhere else with new coaches, new training partners, whatever. That's all I know. Crazy, man. Wow.
I feel bad for her.
Yeah, man. I mean, in addition to being fine, you know, because I always, you know, and she's one of those fine that's not crazy like your girl.
I put a picture of her in the queue.
Oh, okay. Let me put that up for everybody. I'll get the real picture going here.
Oh, that's it. I did those Erlen was doing that day story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had to.
She's sexy though. She look nice in that picture. She need a little more backside, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you gotta work with what you work with. You know what I mean? You can't really, put everything on somebody else. I don't know why this shit ain't working. Internet Explorer is the worst, but put that on screen. Y'all can see some Gabby. Is this one also Gabby?
It might be one. It's one of them in the family. I did one of Gabby, one of the family.
Oh yeah, with Gabby and Dwayne Wade.
One of
kids.
Savon, one of him and the baby mama.
Okay, okay, all right. Yeah, you got, man. You thorough, dog. Justin there putting in work. I didn't even notice. I don't see the one with
It should be. I put your girl in there again.
Yeah, put Pina in here one more time. But yeah, man, it's just sad, man. Like jumping on her back for unprovoked.
All right, that's
like in the program. Remember in the program where they was like, you need to, we gotta keep your ball control. So what we gonna do is make you carry a ball around campus all the time and then try to like knock it out your hand.
Yeah. What football move was that though?
The program.
That's the name of it? I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it feels like with this shit. I mean, it's happening more than one move.
Was it Omar Epps?
Yeah. It was Omar Epps. Yeah. That's what it feels like with this shit where it's like, you need to always be ready to fight. And it's like, I'm a fucking athlete that makes my money off this. You can't be tackling me for fun.
Man, who wants to prove their toughness against a female outside of that?
You know what really happened? He just wanted to hop on top of a fine ass.
He was trying to fuck.
Yeah, he's like, girl, come here. Come here, girl. Try to street harass her, man, but cover it up with some fighting.
Fellas got to say no sometimes. I wonder if Leonard Brothers should teach a class. His podcast should change to Hoe Control.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what he should do.
Hoe Control 101?
Yep.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Kane Coulter starts union movement. There are some college athletes that from Northwestern that want to start a players union for the NCAA. And old white people don't like it.
Good luck with that.
So I'm in favor of this.
I mean, I support it, but good luck with it. Like,
yeah, well, it's gonna take years. Somebody got to do it. It's kind of like that. Remember, see, what's funny is people laughing, right? But I remember when a young man named Edward O. Bannon,
oh Edward,
started a campaign against NCAA video games, and everybody laughed that shit off. And he eventually sued them. Is winning the lawsuit. Is going to get compensation for all these players, and there won't be any more NCAA basketball or football games coming out ever again. I think this is the same shit where people going to clown them like, nigga, y'all from Northwest, all this shit. 20 years from now, we'll be like, damn, dog, remember when they didn't pay college players? Like, I think this is one of those cases, man. Like, it's going to be hard to prove in court why you shouldn't pay these dudes.
Hey, man, that's why you can't get jerseys. I'm shocked teams still had players' names on the back of their jerseys.
Yeah, right.
At the schools. I'm shocked they still doing it. Dude, I'm glad they are, but I'm just shocked.
Remember when they were selling jerseys for, with the player's nickname on the back? Did you ever see that one? Like,
talking about college?
Yeah, Johnny Football, where on the back it just say football.
No, I had seen it. I mean, I know they have it where you can customize jerseys online.
The school would sell a jersey that said football on the back, number 3 or whatever.
And that's why he's going to the league.
Yep.
Get that money, young brother.
Did Deion Sanders stop the Pro Bowl streaker from getting arrested? That's right, guys. A Pro Bowl streaker named Katrina Torres hopped the wall and ran onto the Pro Bowl field last night, last week. And she was supposed to go to jail, and Deion Sanders stopped the police from arresting.
Sounds like something he would do. Yeah. He had that fine ass woman Pilar at home saving it just for him. He out here want to be Captain Save-A-Ho.
Mm-hmm.
Prime time.
She said she said that she was doing it to put a smile on the face of her cousin named Gary, who had been paralyzed in a motorcycle accident and always dreamed of attending the Pro Bowl. She even had "I did it for Gary" written on her back. Torres believes that Deion Sanders, the NFL star who was coaching one of the Pro Bowl squads, had some input on the light slap on the wrist she received. Well, also, she's a fine ass white woman.
Out here saving them, right. Boy.
Fine ass white woman. All of a sudden, he like, hold up now.
Can't
be putting them in jail.
But you want to put Pilar in a crazy house. Right. Take the kids.
Right. You cool with that. I'll put the video in the chat because I've never seen it before. So they throw a touchdown, and then she starts running the field. She has a bikini top on and a cape. Nothing vulgar. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no titties hanging out or no shit like that. But, you know, obviously seeking attention. So she starts running on the field.
Here we go.
Deion saying, look at that fine white woman right there with that.
It's taking forever for them to stop her.
Now she's showing her titties.
Yes.
Look at that.
She took the cape, threw it through her legs. By the way, at this point.
Look at the players.
At this point, you do have to say, if this was a dude, I hate to do this to you ladies. If this was a man, he would have been tackled 45 seconds ago and be on his way to being to the hospital, with pepper spray and batons sticking out his face.
Yep.
This is bullshit.
They got players out here chest bumping each other.
This is white woman privilege. Yeah, two big ass. By the way, does anything make you realize how big NFL players are? Then when you see this little ass white woman next to them, goddamn, they look like two big ass trees from Lord of the Rings. She screamed.
Right, they're that
they
close.
They was that big.
They're that close too that her sound got on their mic.
She's like, ah,
because you know the players are mic'd up. She chest bumped one of the players.
The players are looking at her like, someone get her the fuck out of here.
But one of them chest bumped her back. That first dude chest bumped her back. Who was that?
By the way, what kind of women must these dudes pull to not even be trying to simp for her? Every last one was like, if you don't get the fuck off the field, dog. Seriously.
As security though, when you tackle her, you have to make sure you do not try to cop a field.
I don't know if you've been paying attention, bitch. I ran for 1,500 yards to get here. Okay? None of that was easy. My knees aren't even, they're not even knees anymore. I put my life on the line. I went through 6 concussions this season. Only 2 of them are reported.
Yep, just ask Jamal Charles.
And you think it's a goddamn game. Get the fuck off the field. That's how they all look.
I couldn't believe it was Washington Redskins players at the game.
Yeah.
I was like, somebody from my team made it?
Yeah, for what?
We got 3 victories this year.
I thought it was the professional bowl.
Why is the crowd cheering home? The crowd never cheers anybody like that.
She's in super great shape. She's running all over that damn field, you know. And then finally some dude grabbed her and they start booing. Still haven't seen one cop. That shit would have went so different. If that would have been a man, and you know what, no fucking Deion Sanders would be talking about, let
she
him
delayed
go.
Delayed the game for 5 minutes and still didn't get in trouble.
Deion Sanders came running behind us and he's like, hey, don't arrest her. That was really cool. Just don't arrest her. If you arrest her, I'm going to bail her right out. Torres said.
Put her in my suite.
Right. Give her my room key and tell her to come check out her benefactor. Torres said she was ready to go to jail if she had to, knowing that it would have made her cousin smile. It would have really been worth it. I should have ran out there with some shit on my back. Doing it for bitches.
Free Lil Boosie.
Right. Free Gucci Mane. Free Gucci Mane.
Free Gucci Mane LaFleur.
Right. Them niggas would be like, send him directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Oh, you know who would bail you out though? If you ran out there with a foot cap and a cape on.
Yep.
Cam did it first.
Cam would have bailed me out. According to Torres, her cousin Gary was watching the whole scene on television in his home in New Mexico. Though he is unable to speak, it was clear he was moved by a tribute. He was smiling a lot and he was just fist pumping. My relative said as soon as he saw you jump, his face just lit up and he was just fist pumping and stuff. And they made it so worth it to me. So, you know, I think, what they really need to be worried about is she might have mental issues.
Right.
And only crazy people do this.
Her cousin couldn't even give her verbal gratitude back. Right. She okay with it.
She cool. I'm sorry, but if I get out there for the Super Bowl, you better start walking.
Like that's, right.
Like I got out there with them big ass men that could have killed me. You need to at least start walking.
Say something. Thank you. Something. Make right. your vocal cords work.
Exactly.
Like, crawl, nigga, crawl.
Right. Do something. Be healed. It's that time, guys. La 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 la. Hey Mamba. Kobe Bryant news, y'all. Number one, Kobe Bryant is expected to miss the All-Star game. He got his knee checked out, continues to have pain and swelling in his injured knee. They tell you they'll re-examine it in 3 weeks. So he's a man of his word. He said, I'm not going to play in the All-Star game. Got checked out, not cleared to play. So somebody let Damian Lillard get his spot.
Yep. I hope Kobe sits out for the year.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, come back healthy, a year of rest. You deserved it, Kobe. You've earned it.
Yeah, you've entertained us for long enough, and you don't want to be a part of what's going on with the Lakers right now. I'll be seeing him on the sideline looking like these niggas.
His replacement, I forget the young boy name.
Young?
No.
Swaggy P?
Not Swaggy P, it's the other guy. He actually taller than Kobe. Like
Jody Meeks?
Catching a lot of light skin. Alice?
Oh, okay.
I forget his name. I'm about to go to the roster and pull him up.
Yeah, but I don't know him. I know Jody Meeks, Swaggy P.
I think
he's
from Carolina, too. I think he's a Carolina player.
What? Hold up. Nah, I wouldn't know that. PJ Harrison in the DL. Oh, Kendall Marshall? He the point guard.
That dude?
Yeah, he not getting no alleys. Kendall Marshall can't shoot. Kendall Marshall, but he averaging like double digit assists. I mean, he balling.
Well, maybe it's not him then. I'm telling you.
It's another dude. Okay. Yeah, I know you were telling me about a dude that got a nasty dunk for them last month.
Yeah, man, that dude, I like him, but his decision making. Outside of that, I'd like to see him prosper a little more with the team.
Xavier Henry.
That dude.
Yeah, he be getting a lot of dunks and shit.
He gets a lot of dunks. And he can shoot pretty good too, man.
Yeah.
He's been averaging, what, like 16 points a game?
I don't know what his average is, honestly. He's getting an MRI 6 days ago. It could make a possible return from a bone bruise in his right knee Sunday against the New York
Kansas,
Knicks.
Not,
I don't know much about him, dog. Honestly, I haven't watched a lot of the Lakers because, you know, Kobe. That's the only reason I watch the Lakers.
Yeah, I've seen him a few games. He looked nice. He looked nice out there. He doesn't look scared like some of the other players.
Yeah. Well, I don't think, to me, none of the players look scared.
They
all look real comfortable with what they're doing out there.
You remember when, was it Ramon Sessions? Was he the guard for the Lakers?
Maybe.
He would look nervous like the game. Minutes left. He was right. Shook out there.
But that's with Kobe on the team. Like, these niggas they don't have nothing to be nervous about. Like, Swaggy P be shooting so many bad shots. They know they tanking. Like, Swaggy P be out there taking step back threes and shit. I'm like, look at this nigga getting his shots on. Kobe also had this to say. They asked him about, Carmelo Anthony. You know, Carmelo Anthony is one of his closest friends in the NBA. He actually considers him like a little brother. And the big speculation this offseason is, will Melo come play with the Lakers? Justin said it last week. Why would Kobe advise him to do that? Kobe is about getting the most money possible. He didn't take less money to stay with the Lakers. So why would he advise that shit to Carmelo Anthony? So let's talk about what Kobe said.
Everybody wants to play in Los Angeles. I mean, New York's a beautiful place. I'm gonna get me wrong, but it's colder than shit out here. You know, it's
love when Kobe cusses in these press conferences. That's my new favorite shit. is Kobe cussing. I don't know why this, why is this not loading? Play.
They don't want Kobe to be great.
Damn it, ESPN, you stupid son of a bitch. Let me refresh this real quick. But, yeah, Kobe, when he started cussing in press conferences, he became like Super Saiyan Kobe in my mind. Like even better than, even better than he was before, man.
Does anybody else curse during their press conferences? Other than Rasheed Wallace, I think Rasheed, she used to.
Nobody good. Like, I'm trying to think, like, and it's kind of amazing, too, because there's some pretty hood-tastic dudes in the NBA. And none of them, I guess, feels...
All
like,
the Pacers.
Yeah, like, why doesn't everybody from Memphis cuss?
Yep, the Pacers hood, too, man.
Yeah, they are. But it seemed like they were... Oh, you know what? Hibbert was cussing.
Everybody wants to play in Los Angeles. I mean, New York's...
No homo.
Hibbert cut... I was going to say he cut it out then.
You know, it's... palm trees and beaches, you know, obviously a little bit more appealing. But no, all jokes aside, I think that players, when that time comes, have to make the best decision for them and their families. You know, and I try not to, you know, think about it too much. If he wants to call me for advice later as a friend, I'll be more than happy to give it to him.
Is there an ego thing? I mean, if he leaves, same thing if you had left, people are going to say, you know, he couldn't win it there. He felt he had to go somewhere else to win it where he had help. Is it hard for a player, a superstar stature, to do that kind of thing?
I mean, it's a familiar story with LeBron James, and he seemed to turn out okay.
Yeah, he had a year or two where people really gave him a lot of grief. But.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened. That's the nature of the beast, man. This is what we do. You know, when you're successful, when you win, you're great. Then the next season starts, it's forgotten. Then you lose that season, then you're worse. And then you try to win. I mean, this is what we do. You know what I mean? It's you got to take the good with the bad, man.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because... he's not gonna go out and actively recruit Carmelo, and I don't think he could say he would anyway, because I think that's tampering, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, probably.
Yeah, so why would he even admit that on camera? Like, yeah, I'm gonna try to get him. You know how it is, guys. But then number two, he probably don't want to play with Carmelo. Like, people keep assuming that Kobe thinks he wants to play with Carmelo. Kobe don't think like us. Like, he's not thinking, I'm old, I don't like a dude that can score 30, I figure a way to work around his game. Kobe is like, I don't want this shooting ass nigga on my team shooting all the goddamn shots. I'm not trying to watch this nigga shoot shots all damn day. I'm Kobe fucking Bryant. So, yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen at all.
Yeah, I don't think it will either. He was like, he gotta do his best for his family, which is cold for me. Get that money, bro.
Yeah.
Get that money. And Lala trying to mess up the money.
Right. He's like Lala telling you to get your 30 extra million by staying your ass there. Don't leave. Don't get me involved in this.
I guess Kobe could be at the point where he used to care about what the GMs did on the Lakers. Like, get this player, go get this. Now Kobe's kind of like, just give me my money. Like, just pay me. I don't care what you do.
He probably knows too, like, you know, this is all bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kobe probably is like, look, I want to win a ring. Everything other than winning a ring is bullshit to me. So I don't care. You know what I mean? Not like this season. I don't care about it because it's not winning a ring. So I think when he looks at Carmelo Anthony, he's like, that nigga's never going to win a ring. I don't want him on my team. If it would have said, like, even last year when it was Dwight Howard, he wasn't being this cold. Like, he was kind of like, well, you know, hopefully, you know, we can work something out with Dwight and we'll talk to him. With Carmelo, he's like, yeah, I'm not, he's a family man and, he's got to make a decision. Don't nobody want him, dog. All right, man.
The Knicks got him.
The Knicks got him, though. I mean, you know, Knicks fans will pretend they want him.
Y'all won.
Yeah. Hey, man, y'all got Melo for the next 5 to 10 years, probably.
That sounds like a prison pen. Right. Y'all got Melo for 5 to 10.
Hey, good luck, guys.
Keep your head up and don't drop the soap.
all right, guys. Thanks so much for coming out for another Spreecast live of Balls Deep Sports. Rest of you guys listening in podcast land, thank you for listening so much. Thank you for being a premium subscriber. We appreciate y'all. Hope you guys still being entertained by the show. We are being entertained doing it. And we'll talk to you guys next week. So until then, peace out.
Yeah, good days. And keep it classy.
Keep it classy, guys.